Well, what an honor it is to be able to be in the house of the Lord tonight with kids my age. I know you might not think I'm your age, but we really are each other's age. I'm only 18, so I'm way closer to your age than I am to Mr. Dewberry's age. By like a landslide, you know. So probably about like 80 years. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, he's going to fire me next week. So anyway, no, I'm glad to be here with you guys. Like you said, I'm coming back from South Africa. And at South Africa, I did a lot of cool things. I was there for an entire month. So you got to understand, we're in Ohio right here. And South Africa is like all the way down here. And so I went all the way down there. The weather was beautiful. But man, I did some cool things. And we were there to serve the Lord. And we were able to serve the Lord a lot. But we were also able to do some cool things like bungee jumping. And I jumped off the highest bungee jumping bridge in the world. That was the scariest thing I've ever done. I jumped out of a plane. That was pretty cool. So we did a lot of cool things like that. It was an awesome trip, and man, it was really cool. So we'll talk about that in a little bit here. But if you have your Bible with you tonight, I want you to turn to the passage of Matthew chapter 19. We've been studying the book of Matthew, and if you've been here most of the year, or in half of last year, you would know that. We've been studying this book, and it's just been a wonderful time for me to be able to study. I've had a wonderful time. But tonight we're going to look at Matthew 19. We're going to look at the certain character in God's Word. And I think most of you in this room, including Carson and Zane, will relate to this character. I think you guys are going to be like, oh, I think I can understand that guy's perspective. So in Matthew chapter 19, I'm going to read you the story. Remember, this happened. This happened 2,000 years ago. So listen to these words. It says, "And behold, a man came to Jesus, saying, 'Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life?'" Or you could say, "Teacher, what good thing do I have to do so I can go to heaven?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There's only one who is good. If you would enter life, if you would go to heaven, keep the commandments." And he said to him, which commandments do I need to keep? And Jesus said, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. You shall love the neighbor as yourself." And the young man said to him, "All these things I've kept. What am I missing? I've done all these things. What am I missing?" And Jesus said to him, "If you would be perfect, go and sell what possessions you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me." But when the young man had heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. See, Valentine's Day is, what do we know Valentine's Day? Someone tell me, raise your hand, to what Valentine's is. Yeah, you're right here in the orange shirt.
About love.
Love. It's about love. Is that correct? We can agree. Valentine's Day is about love. Is it about sorrow? Is it about sadness? No. Valentine's Day is about a joyful holiday that we celebrate someone we love, right? And typically, we think romantically, but it could be with your parents. You go, "Mom and Dad, I love you. You've raised me," right? But see, this person, this guy runs to Jesus. And he comes to Jesus, and he says, "You know, Jesus, how can I go to heaven?" But he left away. He left sad. See, everyone in this room, raise your hand if you've ever thought of the question, "How can I go to heaven?" Raise your hand if you've ever thought that question before. Right? And see, tonight, you can leave two ways. You can put your hands down. You can leave two ways tonight. You can leave having love, or you can leave having sadness. This guy, who came to Jesus asking Jesus about eternal life, he went away sad. So, there are two ways to heaven. Normally, you only hear this one way to heaven. There's two ways to heaven. There is two. The first one, if you want to go to heaven, here's your way. Ready? Here's your ticket into heaven. Be absolute perfect. If you want to be completely perfect. Now, you guys think, "Well, I'm a good kid. You know, I'm not doing this at school. I'm not doing this at home. I'm a good kid." You might be, in our terms, you might be to me a good kid. But to God, maybe you're not so much a good kid. Because here's what God sees. See, God sees everything. Everything. And when you disobey your mom and dad, does God like that?
Yeah.
No. What about when you're mean to your siblings? Does God like that?
No.
What about when you're mean to your friends? Does God like that?
No.
You know what that is to God? It's called sin. We call that sin. And sin, you know what sin does to us? It makes us not perfect. See, perfection is right here. Perfection's right here, and sin is right here. And no sin is ever going to get us to perfection. It only makes us go further away from perfection. And once we commit one sin, we're already super far from perfection. So no one here tonight, no one is perfect. I'm not perfect. Brother Dewberry is not perfect. None of us are perfect. Isaac, you're not perfect either. He goes, I'm perfect. Let me ask your siblings if you're perfect. Let me ask your parents. No, none of us are perfect. So how can we go to heaven then if we're not perfect? Let me read you these verses. The Bible says there's none who does good. And then two verses later from that verse, it says there's none who doeth good, not even one. Later it says there's none who does good. There's none who does good, not even one. It says both Jew and Greeks. Jew and Greeks are the entire world. They are all under sin. There's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we're all sinners. None of us are perfect. Okay? Do we understand that? No one in this room is perfect. No one in the world is perfect. So how can we go to heaven? See, this guy, he comes to Jesus. He runs to Jesus. He goes, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How can I go to heaven? And Jesus says, okay, you want to go to heaven? Be perfect. And the guy's like, I have been perfect. He goes, I haven't disobeyed my parents. I haven't lied. I haven't stolen because I've done everything perfectly. And Jesus says, fine. If you are truly perfect, there's one more thing you need to do. He says, you need to give all of your money away. You need to give your house away. You need to give all your horses away. You need to give everything you have. You got to give it all away. And then come and follow me, and then you'll be perfect. But this guy, when he heard that, he left. You know what Jesus was trying to do to that guy? He was trying to show that guy that he was not perfect. Because Jesus, why would Jesus tell him to be perfect if no one's perfect? Jesus was just trying to show this guy that no one can be perfect. You can't be perfect. I can't be perfect. We're all sinners. And remember, God does not like sin. So if I said, okay, let's bow your heads, close your eyes, we ended, that'd be sad. Because I haven't given you any hope. All I've told you so far is that you're not a good person. That's sad. That's really sad. So what can we do about it? I have great news. There is a second way to heaven. There is a second way to get rid of your sin. And instead of trying to be perfect, it's let Jesus make you perfect. Let Jesus make you perfect. You guys know the story of Jesus. Everyone knows it. Everyone, almost everyone knows the story of Jesus. How, especially in America, we are here just all the time. We see the symbol of the cross, right? You guys all know what the cross is. And what that cross is, that is a historical thing. 2,000 years ago, God himself came to earth. See, when I was at South Africa, people were like, you're an American. Why are you at South Africa? We're poor here. Why would you leave everything you had in America to come to here? What were you thinking? And I'm like, oh, let me tell you. I wanted to tell you about someone who was way richer than me and left all they had to become poor. See, God 2,000 years ago was in heaven. And God decided what he was going to do was leave heaven. Remember, heaven is like the best place ever. Why would he leave? He came down to earth. And he didn't just come down to earth. He came down to earth and he became poor. He had no money. And he lived his life perfectly. He didn't sin one time. Not one time. He never disobeyed his parents. He never lied. He never stole. He was never mean to anyone. He was perfect. It's crazy. Then he died on the cross. See, when he was dying on the cross, what he did was he grabbed your sin. He grabbed my sin. He grabbed the sin of everyone to ever live. He grabbed all of their sin. And what he did was he took it to the cross and he died with it. And then he was buried, and then he rose again. But see, when he rose again, he left your sin there. He got rid of it. He said, it's done. It is finished. See, you and me were sinners, but Jesus was perfect. And there's only one, I mean, if we're not perfect, can I just put it this way. Andrew, would you come up here? Now, Andrew here, I like to call him, let me call you, you like me, you are a certified sinner. All right, you and me are both sinners, right? Agreed? Okay. Can I go to Andrew and be like, Andrew, I'm a sinner. Can you make me perfect? Can Andrew do that?
No.
No. Why? Because he's not God. And what is he? He's a sinner too. So can a sinner make a sinner perfect?
No.
No. That doesn't make any sense. Thank you, Andrew. You're the best. That's like crazy. You can't do that. No one ever. We need someone who's perfect, right? We need someone who's not a sinner, right? And that's who Jesus was. And see, the Bible says that if you realize you're a sinner. See, remember what Jesus was trying to convince this guy of? Remember, Jesus was trying to tell this guy he was a sinner. Because what you have to do, if you truly want to go to heaven, and you truly want Jesus to cleanse you from your sin, you have to realize that you are a sinner. This guy who came to Jesus, he didn't realize that. That's why he went away sad. But see, if you realize you're a sinner, you realize, I need to be saved. I need someone who's perfect to fix my sinful condition. I need someone who's perfect to get rid of my sin, and that's Jesus. So when you realize you're a sinner, you start going to Jesus. And then when you get to Jesus, he's willing to forgive you of your sin. That's why he died. He legitimately died for you. You may be thinking to yourself, there's not many people in life who really like me. You know, at school, no one likes me. At my home, no one likes me. No one at all likes me at all. Let me tell you, Jesus does. Actually, before this story, there were a bunch of kids who came to Jesus, and Jesus loved them each. Jesus loves you. He loves me. And that's why he died. And see, if we try to go to someone else to fix our sin, we're in big trouble. That's not going to work because they're a sinner too. We have to go to Jesus. And Jesus says that if you realize you're a sinner and you turn from your sin, and if you trust in me and you trust that I will make you perfect, he says, I will make you perfect. If you trust that I died for you, if you believe it, because it's hard to believe it because it was 2,000 years ago, right? It's hard to believe it. I mean, for me, it's sometimes hard to believe because I can't see Jesus on the cross right now because that was 2,000 years ago. But he says, if you believe it and you believe I did that for you, then I will get rid of your sin. Then I will make you perfect. That is how you receive eternal life. See, this guy runs to Jesus. He says, Jesus, I want to go to heaven. How can I go to heaven? How? What can I do so I can go to heaven? And Jesus says, fine, be perfect. And he goes, oh, well, I am perfect. I've done everything. He goes, fine, you're missing one thing, man. Give all you have. If you're truly perfect, give all you have. And the guy, he went away sad. That guy went away sad. You know why he went away sad? Because he wasn't going to go to heaven. Because he still had sin in his life. And he went away sad because of that. I don't want you guys to go away sad. I don't want you to leave church tonight sad. I want you to leave church happy tonight, excited tonight. But the way you can leave church excited tonight, if you're lost and you don't know Jesus, and you haven't made that decision to turn from your sin and trust Jesus, you can go away happy tonight because you can make that decision. You can make the decision to say, I want Jesus to get rid of my sin. You can make that decision tonight. And that's why we have ABC Kids. That's why I'm here, to tell you guys about Jesus. That's why I went to South Africa to tell you guys about Jesus. Put it this way, guys. I'll close with this. When I was at South Africa, like I said at the beginning, I jumped out of a plane. It was awesome. It was probably the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. I mean, you're just floating. You're just falling. It's cool. It's awesome. And I was falling for about a minute of my life. I'm just falling. It's crazy. It felt so weird. But see, when I was falling, raise your hand, what kept me from dying when I was falling? Well, when I was falling to the ground, what was? Parachute. Yes, the parachute kept me alive, right? If there was no parachute, what would have happened to me? I'll give you guys a hint. Ready? Right? And I would have gone to heaven. But see, I trusted the parachute. Could I see the parachute before we activated it? No. It was in the backpack. I couldn't see it. But But you know what I do? You know what I did? I was like, you know what? That parachute is the only thing that's going to keep me alive. And when we were falling, next thing you know, whoosh, and the parachute went out, and it kept me from falling to the ground and dying. Jesus is the same way. We can't see him, but we have to trust him that he is willing to take us to heaven, that he is willing to keep us from going to the lake of fire and hell. He's the only one who can make you clean. He's the only one who can truly save you from your sin. And listen, if you have questions about that tonight, I mean, some of you have been raised in church, and some of you have been here many weeks. If you have questions about that, please talk to one of the leaders. And again, that is why we are here tonight. So guys, everyone, close your eyes, bow your heads. We're going to go ahead and pray. Our Father, here's our prayer, Lord. We thank you so much for this time, Lord. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We think of Valentine's Day, we think of a gift. We think of love. How we give to one another because we love one another, Lord. And we think about how you gave us your Son because you loved us. We didn't earn it, and we especially did not deserve it. Lord, you are still willing and just to forgive us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord, if there's lost people in this room, help them to see their need of a Savior. And for the saved ones in this room, Lord, help them to see what you have done in their life. And they would give you all they have. Lord, I thank you for this time. Lord, if there's a kid here who is interested and they feel your heart and they feel you tugging on their heart, Lord, bring them to you tonight, Lord. I love you, Lord, and I pray these things in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.